We have interrupted our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is an emergency broadcast system.
Sweet, merciful crap!
Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
This station will remain on the air to broadcast news, official information, and
Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
WMFO MFN 91.5 FM. You are listening to Chris here on Strike the Box live from Curtis Hall on the Medford campus. Also streaming on WMFO.org. How is everybody out there today? Hopefully you're all doing good. I see some people on the Facebook Strike the Box radio show group there. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everybody. Trying to get myself settled in here. It's always tough following in the steps of a DJ because you're trying to get all your stuff out as they're cleaning up, especially now these days with all the precautions that we have to take. And I'm making sure that I'm not too loud on the radio here. Hopefully not. Hopefully you like my background music there. A little ode to William Shatner, Captain Kirk, who finally got to fly out in space. We got the Ventures with the theme from Star Trek in the background. But what did we start out with? Well, we started out with some Kid Gulliver with Stupid Little Girl from their Gimme Some Go EP, Red on Red Records, just released this year. Finished up with some Amplifier Heads with Glamorama off of their Satin Aliens CD that is on Rumbar Records. And sandwiched in between, we had some Rolling Stones with Brown Sugar, a song that they said they will not be playing anymore. Oops. Originally released somewhere in the 60s, the computer here is telling me 2002 because it's on the 40 Licks LP that was released in 2002. Yeah, I'm a little out of breath because I'm trying to get things done here. Hey, I had an awesome weekend. What'd I do? On Saturday night, I went down to Rozzy, went to the Square Root. That's what we Bostonians call Rosendale, Rozzy. But went to the Square Root, saw three kick-ass bands. I have not seen bands live in almost 2 years. Saw the Peppermint Kicks, Little Billy Lost, and a bunch of Jerks. And I gotta tell you, it was some rockin' music being played. All right, let me get back to some music here. Big shout out to everybody out there listening in. And big shout out to Sal Baglio, because he's in Peppermint Kicks. He's also did the Satin Aliens. And we all know that he was in the Stompers. Maybe he's tuning in today. If not, somebody call him up and tell him his name just got mentioned. All right, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Oh no, what button do I push next? I'm so confused. Hold on.
I'm Fame. Well, it's all a vicious game. chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Yeah.
Expectations. Where's my playlist? There it is. Cold Expectation, In the Padlock Night. It's a single out off of Red on Red Records, so make sure you check that out. We started that set off with some The Donnas with Take It Off. From their Spend the Night LP, I also have it on a compilation, The Wicked Coolest Songs in the World, Volume Something. Some Bram Riggs set, Take the Time to Be Yourself. It says here on my computer, it says, Don't Press Your Luck, The Sound of 60s Connecticut, Rock and Roll. And it's also off of a Bill Kelly compilation that I have, which I've put away. Patti Smith Group with So You Wanna Be a Rock and Roll Star. It's off of Wave from 1979. Some Wanda Jackson with Let's Have a Party. It's off a compilation called Queen of Rockabilly, originally released on the Capitol label in 1958. And as I said, we finish with some Cold Expectations. All right. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Here we go. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snacks. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. What did I... I know what I queued up. I queued up a band that I saw Saturday night. And they're coming up next on Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford. Oh, and a hit and a big shout out to Chuck Yu, who's tuning in on the radio. Thanks, Chuck.
To blow. Head of rot, cabbage maggots crawling in my brain. I thought there was a moment, but clearly I'm insane. Then I'm floundering in the darkness, and the only lights I see is the sickly luminescent sirens beckoning for me. As the sharp rocks are approaching and my breath's growing weak, the blackness is encroaching on everything that's good. Love.
typo. To shoot a sex machine drug. It got 24 hours.
Johnny Hit and Run Pauline. Not a very nice song. I completely forget who I was talking to. I don't know if it was Simone from Kid Gulliver over the weekend. I was talking music with somebody. And all of a sudden, as I was doing the segment, I remembered, oh yeah, I was talking about X and Johnny Hit and Run Pauline. Anyways, that is off of the, if I can find it here, Los Angeles Wild Gift double CD. We started things off though with A Bunch of Jerks. Light Breaks off of their brand new LP. I still call things like LP CDs, even digital records or whatever. I'm just gonna tell them it's records or LPs because I'm old school. Anyways, A Bunch of Jerks with Light Breaks off of their chart topping hits that you can get off of Rumbar Records. Check out Bandcamp. You can get it digitally. You don't have to do the old-fashioned way and try and find a store that would have the album. Followed it up with Texan and Horseheads with Chicken Bounty Hunters off of their self-titled Texan and Horseheads LP, 1984 Enigma. Some Jefferson Airplane with Volunteers from 1969. And some Lou Miami with Ghosts off the Rituals LP, 1985 Local. Throbbing Lobster was the label. Sadly, Lou no longer with us. But did I tell you I did see some bands this weekend? And one of those bands is coming up next here on Strike the Box. I have been told that they are working on a record deal. So let's hope that they have their record out soon. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Kelly from WFMU and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's the way we say it in New Jersey. The sound habit of the Tufts campus and a sound habit to get into, baby.
And now for something completely different.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes while I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in, going back to Houston, Houston.